I am very excited to be with you here this morning at Oakville Grace Alliance Church.
今天我非常高兴能在向城恩典修道会跟大家弟兄姐妹在一起。
I only have a very little bit of Chinese, so I used it already.
刚才说的话就是我知道是有的。
This is my second time with you. Were any of you here last year when I came and spoke?
Okay, 上次来的时候有几位弟兄姐妹还在。
Wonderful, the pastor was here, that's good.
不是还在，就是不在。
But my wife Donna was not here, and now she's here this morning together to worship.
她的太太Donna女士也来了。
So it is so good for us to be able to worship together with you. We have a son who spent 4 years of his life in China. He lived in Wuhan for a year. And then he went to Chengdu and was there for 3 years. And he did his commerce degree and did all of his studies in Mandarin. I hope one day that he will be able to come with me and he can do the translation.
Sorry, you do a great job.
I would rather do me.
It's very fun for him to meet Chinese people in Toronto. Because he begins to speak Mandarin with them.
Yeah.
And they are so surprised that he speaks almost with no accent.
Oh, really? Okay.
Now I want to declare to you today in the presence of God that these are very challenging days. And we are not to be surprised because the Bible speaks of challenging days coming upon us. January started for my wife Donna and I with challenges in our family. Some considerable health issues. While we were dealing with that, the Iranian missile crisis happened and it led to our need to evacuate some of our personnel. We had two families that were living right in the combat zone. And we were barely adjusting to that when the coronavirus began to emerge in the city of Wuhan. And we have had 20 workers in China in various parts. And by God's grace, all of them were out of China when the coronavirus emerged. And so up until now, we have not sent any of them back in. They are in different countries. But every day we read the news and we wonder, what is God going to do during this time of
COVID-19?
And so we've been wrestling with these challenges, and during these challenges, we've had 4 deaths of very important people in the Christian Missionary Alliance. On Wednesday, we flew into Calgary to participate in one of those funerals. And we just came back yesterday after midnight, very late. And just before we made our flight to come back from Calgary, we visited a Chinese leader from the Christian Missionary Alliance who was in a hospice.
在我们回来之前呢， 我们探访了一位在是安定医院出重病的一个宣道会的华人领袖。
Maybe some of you have met him. His name is Nick Singh. His wife is Polly. His son is Godwin.
可能大家有些人他叫 Nick Singh 可能是。
And so I sensed that I was to pray words of blessing over him from Psalm 71.
所以我对跟他一起祷告，用诗篇71篇祷告。
And we blessed him and we prayed for him and we communicated and then we left. It was a very short visit.
所以我跟他探访很短，我们跟他一起祷告，洗净，然后为他祝福，然后我们就离开了。
That was Thursday late afternoon.
那是周三的下午晚点时间。
Friday morning, his son contacted him, us to tell us that his father had passed away.
Yeah, 礼拜五的早晨，他的儿子跟我们说他的父亲已经离世。
These are challenging days for our family. They're challenging days for everyone.
现在的时刻对我们家庭是挑战，对所有的人都是一个巨大的挑战。
But today we can be together on mission into deeper life and mission hand in hand.
但是现在我们可以一起的一同的宣教，透过一种更深化的生命，我们手拉手一同去宣教。
I want to take just a moment to explain a little bit about who the Christian Missionary Alliance is.
我现在跟大家有点先介绍一下。
I shared more details last time, so I'll be very brief on this today. You are one of 400 and almost 50 Christian and Missionary Alliance churches. And we are linked together by a vision prayer. I'm going to get you to stand and practice your English praying.
我们希望大家可以用英语来祷告。
Let's stand together.
让我们一起一起。
You try praying together with Andrew and myself.
Okay, 我们一起来读这个祷告词。
No, no.
Not yet. I'm not.
The prayer. Oh God, with all our hearts, we long for you. Come, transform us to be Christ-centered.Spirit-powered, mission-focused people, multiplying disciples everywhere. Give yourselves a hand. Very good. Very good. You may be seated. We are united by this prayer and three common passions. By God's grace, we will be on mission together. Everyone. Everywhere. All the time. And our personnel, our personal role in all of this is to provide leadership for the mission work of the Christian Missionary Alliance in Canada. And we like to say, we bring access to Jesus.
我们想说，其实我们是带人来接受耶稣。
That's what mission is, to bring access to Jesus where few or none have heard.
Yeah, 我们的使命就是把人带到基督面前。
And so we want to show you a brief video that explains that using Skittles. Young people, you know what Skittles are. Okay.
Let's imagine these Skittles represent the population of the world, 7.4 billion people. This means one scale represents about 17 million people. To help give you a sense of scale, this is roughly the population of America, and this is China. The world is a diverse and colorful place, making up around 200 countries and 6,000 languages.Now, of all these Skittles, how many people in the world have never heard the gospel before? The short answer? About one third. That means, of these six colors, both green and purple have never heard the gospel before. To help give you a visual, I want to explain something called the 1040 window. The 1040 window is home to the majority of the world's most unevangelized countries. Meaning, many people inside this box will go their whole lives without ever hearing the gospel. With so many still yet to hear, who will go with them?
You probably have never thought of the world before as a bunch of Skittles. It helps us to understand that one third of the population has not yet been given access to Jesus. And that's what the message today is all about from Acts 1 verse 8. And so we have slide number 4. Next one. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. These words are not just idle words. These are the last words that Jesus spoke before he ascended up into heaven. Last words are very important. On Thursday, I had last words with Nick Sane. A number of years ago, my wife's father passed away, and we wanted to hear last words from him. We have Jesus' last words recorded for us that we can focus on every day. Really important words to guide us into deeper life and into mission. They reflected a season of discernment. You read the words earlier. He commanded the disciples to wait in prayer. For 40 days of personal instruction with them and them waiting upon the Lord for a promise he was going to bring them. And this is the intrinsic link between heart preparation and the overflow of the heart to engage in God's mission. In this passage, there's really two key parts. We have the first part of verse A is part A. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And the two key words is deeper life. Some of you may say, well, what is deeper life? I don't understand the concept. These words speak of the concept of deeper life.
向我们解释什么是深入的什么深化的生命。
In Acts 1:8 and all the verses, even including John that we read, it all points to this key passage, verse 8. You see, the main priority that Jesus is speaking about is the person, Jesus, and the work of the Holy Spirit. The emphasis, the number one emphasis is not the place. The emphasis is Jesus and the work of the Holy Spirit. When Saul encountered the risen Christ on the road to Damascus, he cried out, "Who are you, Lord?" In that key moment, Saul knew that he was face to face with the person of Jesus Christ.
在那一刻，他发现自己正在直接面对面耶稣这个人。
John Stumble, the president of the Christian and Missionary Alliance in the United States, has said this.
John Stumble, 他是美国宣道会的主席，他这样说的。
He says, "Don't skip the first part of this verse containing the empowerment." For the second part of the verse, which contains the assignment. I want to tell you a story from our Sun region. In our Cuban church, during a time of plateaued growth, the Holy Spirit inspired the leadership to enter into a very disciplined and around-the-clock commitment to prayer.
So, in that time, 圣灵让这些领导者们每天几乎是分秒必争的来祷告。
Like the 40 days that Jesus invited the apostles to enter into.
就好像当时耶稣邀请门徒们用四天祷告一样。
And out of this prayer movement has grown unity across many denominations working together.
所以这个祷告慢慢就变成当时所有的分会在一起一个整体的一个运动合一的运动。
And a bold spirit filled awakening with Cubans coming to faith in unprecedented numbers.
所以结果就是说很多的古巴人大胆的来接受福音，这是我们没有想到。
Believers being discipled and the church multiplying.
所以信徒变成了门徒，然后圣经就那个教会就在不断的增长，不断的。
And the priority in all of that has been the work of the Holy Spirit.
这些最重要的都是圣灵的工作。
And so we have here a blueprint for deeper life.
所以我们再看到有一个蓝图，就是更深刻的生命。
It's the power of that of the risen Christ.
就是复活基督所带来的能力。
Oh, that we would be constantly going deeper into intimacy with our Lord Jesus Christ. In the verses that we read in John, Jesus appears and he says, "Peace be with you." Now I want to ask you a question. How many of you went out yesterday and you went from store to store buying things like toilet paper, extra meat, and extra supplies for the days ahead? Oh yes, some of you are being very honest with me. Very good. Were you feeling peace in your hearts yesterday as you were buying things from the shelves? The nation of Canada has even stepped into a panic mode. Hearts are not very much at peace with
COVID-19.
It's human nature to expect the worst and to prepare for the worst. But when Jesus appeared to the disciples, he did not encourage them into panic mode. He invited them into the peace of God.
他们耶稣邀请这些 能从进入到神的平安当中。
And he breathed on them and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
然后他就按他们说，你们要受圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is our source of joy and hope.
圣灵是我们喜乐和盼望的源泉。
If we are a deeper life movement, it means that we are personally set apart for Jesus.
如果我们开始被圣灵充满后，我们就预备着准备为耶稣出征了。
In short, our passion is Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们的热情，我简单来说，我们的热情就是为了耶稣而来。
And this power to live for Christ is the outflowing of the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
这种外在生命的表露是圣灵内在充满的一个表现。
I want to tell you a second story from the Sands region, North Africa.
Okay, 我现在要跟大家讲一个故事，来自沙漠地带 Sands region， 宣道会沙漠地带的一个故事，是在北非。
This country is war torn, and for 10 years, our workers unceasingly asked God for Libyans to accept Christ.
我们在那里边的同工们已经为利比亚人接受福音祷告了10年。
Oh, that there would be some believers that would meet together and be bold to be the faith community in that nation.
所以在那个有那个信徒出来之前，那个地方是没有人接受，没有人。
10 years went past, but nothing but silence and war and the humbling of people.
10年过去了，什么事情都没有发生，只有战争和那些非常卑微的人。
It felt like breaking up concrete, hard soil.
好，就好像你要在那个水泥地上打孔一样那么简单。
But on year 11, the Holy Spirit burst into the context.
在第十一年的时候，圣灵突然开始发力。
And into the darkness, salvation began to come to several individuals.
所以那个时候，那时刻就是有几个人开始。
A Sufi priest.
有一个当地的一个酋长还是什么
？Two university students.
两个学生。
A young man who visited an Anglican church at night time.
然后还有一个人就是说，一个人半夜跑到圣公会的一个人。
And they began to discover each other, and it gave them boldness that they were not alone in their faith.
然后他们发现，原来他们会在一起，然后他们就非常的勇敢。
One started reading the Bible with interested friends. Another gave a Bible to yet another friend.
一个人他会跟他的朋友一起读圣经，还有一个人甚至把圣经给他的朋友。
They turned from panic into the peace of God as they discovered other believers.
也当他们发现他们身边也有信主的人，他们一下子变得非常的勇敢。
And at last, the simple body of believers had come together to serve God.
然后他们就聚在一起开始服侍神。
40 meeting together in an eastern location just outside the capital city.
这四个人就在首都外面的地方开始聚会。
And in the midst of the fury of Satan, they found peace and happiness and contentment in Jesus Christ.
在那个环境被撒旦的这个邪灵所压制情况，但他们却发现了，去找到了永恒的平安和盼望。
Keep praying for the Libyan church. It's part of the 1040 window where we saw the skittles.
让我们继续为利比亚的教会祷告。他们就在那个1440北纬40度、北纬10度、南纬40度那个空间窗里面。
Oh, friends, we cannot live with the assumption that as believers we are filled. We cannot live with an assumption that as believers we are filled with the Spirit.
我们不能只是简单的想象说，可以我们作为圣徒来说，我们已经被圣灵充满了。
We must actually move into and desire personally the act of being filled by the Spirit.
我们必须得用实际的行动去亲自感受我们正在被圣灵充满。
A continuous fountain.Like a fountain of water that's available to us to drink the presence of God through the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, 神同在，神的圣灵就好像那个源源不断的活水，让我们可以去饮用。
Where the posture of our heart is, Oh God, do in me whatever you desire.
我们应该所做祷告说，神呐，让我去做你让我去的任何地方。
That which is personal, powerful, specific, and ongoing.
那是一个非常个人的、非常个人的、非常特别的，一直在进行的一个运动。
It becomes enhanced in times of crisis.
甚至在这种危机的时刻，我们依然要这么做。
In Galatians, Paul tells us the following.
在格罗在加拉太书保罗是这么说的。
Paul says, "Be filled with the Spirit."
他说要被圣灵充满。
Keep in step with the Spirit.
与圣灵同行。
And bear the fruit of the Spirit.
然后结出圣灵的果子。
Another story from the Silk Region.
我还有故事是从丝绸之路那个地区来的。
One of our professional marketplace people that lives and works in Turkey.
我们有一个商人在土耳其居住。
Was having a regular Bible study with a young Turkish lady.
Okay, 他是一个实际上是一个以商业为主的一个行政工人，那他就跟一个土耳其的女士在查经。
One week she sensed that God was asking her to fast and pray for this lady.
然后他就要为这个女士祷告。
The young woman recalled an experience the day before with a dove.
这个女士所以想到头一天她不是提到圣灵好像鸽子降来。
The dove appeared to her in real life and she was so amazed because the symbol of the dove is important in that culture.
Okay. 她的意思就是说当祷告的时候她看到一个鸽子就飞过来了，这个鸽子对她文化来说是非常重要的。
She said, in my Muslim culture, this experience means a blessing is about to be given by God.
在我们穆斯林的话来说，当你看到这个景象的时候，就是说神要给你祝福。
They were studying the book of Luke, and they came to chapter 3.
他们当时正在学习约翰福音的第三章。
And that's where the Spirit of God comes upon Jesus as he was being baptized and lit upon his shoulder in the form of a dove.
所以他们当时信的就是说耶稣受洗的时候圣灵好像鸽子降在耶稣的身上。
And the young lady was so amazed because she had seen a dove the day before.
所以女士就非常的激动，因为她前一天都看到了一个鸽子。
And she was wondering what is the blessing that the word of God might be saying to her.
然后当时就想，哦，当我看到鸽子，这个神是要对我说什么让祝福呢？
And just at that moment, an actual dove flew onto the windowsill that was open.
当时正在想的时候，那个鸽子就一下子飞到那个当时那个窗户上。
And the young Turkish lady jumped up and she closed the window so that the dove would not come into the house.
所以她非常激动，就把窗户关上去。
And then she paused and she said to our international worker, "What is the blessing that God is wanting to give me with the dove?"
所以他就非常激动说，哇，这个神把这个鸽子带过来是要给我什么样的祝福呢？
And our worker said, "I believe that God is wanting you not to shut the window of your heart to the dove, but to invite the dove, which is the Holy Spirit, into your life."
所以那个我们的宣教师就说。神给你的话语就是说，你不要让自己心像你关窗户一样把这个圣灵挡在窗外，而是要打开，让这个圣灵的鸽子进来。
This whole concept of deeper life that I'm talking about today，
这就是我所说的那种深化的生命。
It's not about trying harder，
不是说我们要怎么努力的来费心的做事。
Rather， it's about yielding ourselves to someone else。The Holy Spirit.
而是释放把这个圣灵的能力释放出去。
It means dying to ourselves.
向自己而死。
In order to live in Christ.
目的是为了耶稣而活。
Jesus, who was crucified and resurrected and ascended into glory.
耶稣基督受难复活，并且被接到荣耀里。
Jesus, who reigns at the right hand of the Father.
现在坐在父神右边。
This is the pathway to the great commandment.
这就是我们要通向这个大使命之路。
To love the Lord with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind.
就是要尽心尽意尽心尽力爱主我们的神。
And so I have a key question for you. Slide number 6.
我有一个问题要问大家，很重要的问题。
Here's the question I want you to ask. This is part A.Of verse 8, here's the question for you.
这是一章八节的经文的 A 上半部分，所以我有问题要问你。现在要翻译一下这个词来。
Still not here. Here's, I'll give you the question. Am I willing to die to all things in order to gain Christ and be filled with His Holy Spirit?
我愿不愿意为了耶稣基督的缘故而彻底的向所有的事情去死，目的是为了被圣灵充满。
During COVID-19,
在这个新冠肺炎盛的蔓延的时候，
What better question to ask ourselves than this one?
还有什么比问这个问题更好的吗？
Will we die to all things that we feel panicked about?
我们会不会为我们所害怕的所有事情去死？
In order to gain Christ and to be filled with the peace that His Holy Spirit brings.
为的是得着基督和他所应许所赐下的生命。
We want to go to the second part, part B.
现在我们来到一章八节经文的第二部分。
And the second part says, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth."
第二部分是你就要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
Now comes the assignment.
现在功课和作业了。
After the infilling of God's Spirit, now comes the assignment.
在被圣灵充满之后，现在是功课了。
Two key words.
两个关键词。
On mission.
去宣教。
The first part was two key words, deeper life in Jesus.
经文串通两个关键词是深化的生命，那现在就是。
When we are walking intimately with Jesus, now we can be on mission.
当我们跟耶稣建立一种非常密切的关系同行的时候，现在我们就要去宣教。
Who is this for?
这句话是给谁说的？
The you in this verse is the plural you, not singular. It's not just for me.
Yeah, 这个里面的你这个词指的谁呢？不是单单的一个人，而是一个整体。
The you is Pastor Law.
这个你是罗牧师。
The you is Andrew.
是我。
The you is Donna, my wife.
是 Donna.
The you are you children and young people that are here today.
是这些年轻人。
The you is meant to be everyone, everywhere, all the time.
你意味着所有人，所有地方，每时每时每刻。
That means being on a life of witness.
就是说你要用生命去见证，整个生命去见证。
That means being a witness because of the byproduct of being filled with the Spirit of God.
你为用你生命去见证，实际上是你被圣灵充满的一个副产品。
I cannot be a witness unless the Spirit of God is at work in me.
我除了我如果不被圣灵充满的话，我就不能被神去做见证。
If the Spirit of God is not working in me, I'm just living in panic mode.
如果圣灵不在我心中做工的话，现在我就是住在恐慌当中。
I'm going to buy up all the toilet paper.
然后我就买光所有的手纸。
I'm going to buy up all the meat.
所有的肉。
I'm going to have supplies that are good for 3-4 months, and when maybe I only need for 1 or 2 days.
Yeah, 然后我就买了够用3-4个月的这种东西，但是其实。
Saul's first question on the road to Damascus was, "Who are you, Lord?"
当扫罗在大马士革路上看到耶稣的时候，他们的第一问题是，主啊，你是谁？
But his second question, when he knew he was face to face with Jesus, his second question was, "What do you want me to do, Lord?"
当他意识到他所面对的就是跟耶稣面对面的时候，他第二个问题是，主啊，你想让我？
It revealed a heart that had been changed.Because he had come face to face with Jesus.
他的心整个被翻转了，因为他面对面的与耶稣相见。
This is what we are made for.
这就是我们受造的原因。
To be the hands, the feet, the eyes, the ears, and the voice of Jesus in this world.
就是让我们成为耶稣基督的手脚眼睛和耳朵。
This is what the Holy Spirit intends for each and every one of us as God's children.
这就是圣灵。希望我们作为神的子民所要做的事情。
That we would be spirit empowered to point other people to the gospel.
我们的任务就是说，向其他人宣告福音。
To become familiar with the love story of Jesus Christ in you, Christ in me, the hope of glory.
让他们知道， 关于耶稣的在我当中的生命的故事。
The Great Commission to love our neighbor as ourselves.
大诫命是爱人如己。
So how can we be witnesses for Jesus?
我们怎么为耶稣来做见证呢？
Even during COVID-19,
甚至在这种瘟疫横行的时刻
，I want to say, especially during COVID-19, when other people are so panicked.
特别是我要指出，当在这个瘟疫横行时，当其他的人都非常恐慌的时候，我们应该怎么做呢
？Principle number one,
第一点
，start where you are.
就是从你所处在这，怎么说是啊？从当下开始
，in your Jerusalem.
在你自己的耶路撒冷。
The verse says, "Start in your Jerusalem."
这个经文说就是说从耶路撒冷开始。
Right where God has strategically placed us, our Jerusalem.
所以神把我们放在这个地方，就是我们耶路撒冷。
This congregation in Oakville,
就是在我们那个会众在奥城向城宣道会的这些会众。
Be a witness in your congregation in Oakville.
所以我们就在 Oakville 地方成为见证。
And pray and discern and ask God to lead you to the people He is wanting to lead you to.
好好的祷告等候，然后让神带领你去到他所预备给你这些人群当中。
People who need Him.
这些人需要耶稣。
People who your life can make a difference in spending time with.
这些人因为你跟他们花时间在一起，就会生命被你改变，被主改变。
Principle number two.
第二点。
Enter and bless those people.
进入到他们人群当中，为他们祝福。
Every moment, every opportunity that God gives you, every circumstance, ask God to use you to be a blessing.
所以，不管处在什么时候、什么情况下，都跟神祷告，让你成为人的祝福。
God gave us a chance to be a blessing to Nick Sang on Thursday. We did not know we would not see him again.
Yeah. 当礼拜四的时候，神使用我们两个人。成为那个祝福，但是我们不知道这一定是最后一次跟他见面。
A missionary is simply a reflector of Jesus.
一个宣教士就是耶稣的一个反射反应。
We all carry that identity and role to be a reflector of Jesus.
我们内在生命都有这种 DNA 来反映出耶稣的这种生命。
And I want to say this, it is no more spiritual to take the gospel across the ocean like an international worker. It is no more spiritual to take the gospel across the ocean than right across the yard to your neighbor.
Yeah. 就说你不用那么属于说我一定要去海外宣教，其实在你后院，你后院之外就可以做你所做的事情。
We have 150,000 international students living in the GTA alone here in Canada.
在 GTA 就有大概150,000的国际留学生。
Many of them have come from China.
很多人是从中国来的。
Many of them have come from India.
很多人从印度来。
No one has introduced them yet to Jesus Christ.
但是还没有人向他们传讲耶稣。
They are our neighbors. They are here in our city.
Yeah, 他们就是我们的邻居。他们现在就跟我们住在一个城市。
Some people think being a missionary means I go to Libya or I go to the Cuban island.
可能很多人说，那宣教士就是应该去利比亚或者去古巴，去这些遥远的这些地方。
But Jesus wants us to engage right in our Jerusalem, right where we are here in this city.
说我们要从我们的耶路撒冷开始，就是我们的身边开始。
Together as the church, we need to break out of our safe places.
作为教会整体，我们需要走出我们的这些。
Together as the church, we need to break down the barriers from going to people of other culture.
我们需要打破这个藩篱，阻止我们走向其他族裔的这个藩篱，我们要打破它。
Together as a church, we can take the gospel into every part of our society.
我们可以把福音带给我们设施的每一个地方。
And God has brought the nations right to us.
神把其他国的国民带到我们当中。
Here's another story from the Sea to Sea, which is our Canadian region.
有还有不是从在就在我们加拿大本地发生。
I want to tell you about a church in Edmonton called South Edmonton Alliance Church.
在埃德蒙顿有一个南埃德蒙顿宣道会。
This is a church that is being very bold to be the witness of Jesus Christ in their community. They are going to people of other cultures. They're breaking down the barriers between cultures. They recently sponsored a Muslim refugee family from Syria that has now come to Edmonton and they have come to faith. They have launched a community center that opens its doors to the many ethnic groups in South Edmonton. They are committing themselves as a church to incrementally grow their mission vision. They've decided to aim for 50% of all the offering they wanted to go to missions. Well, how do you do that? They decided every year we would just aim for one more percent. And eventually they'll get to
50%.
This is a beautiful story of a church praying and asking God, how can we be a witness and a testimony of the grace of Jesus Christ? So are we willing to engage those people that are within our context? I challenge people to go on mission. But if we're not ready to go across the street and engage people, we will never be ready to go into another country with the gospel.
如果你连去像马路对面的区域，你对传递都没有做好，怎么去做这种更大的宣教？
When the Holy Spirit is truly filling His people, His church, there should be increasing efforts of people that are getting excited to be on mission with Him. This is what Jesus, the bride of the church, said we were to do as the church. The goal of the church is not to make, bring us together to make us feel better. The goal of the church is to equip us to be on dynamic mission together. Starting in our Jerusalem. And then saying, oh Lord, now we are ready to go to our Judea and then our Samaria. And as we walk filled with the Spirit, engaging with people on a regular basis, the Spirit of God will also tap the shoulder of some who are very active, and the elders will know these are ones to send to another country. So what is it that Jesus envisions for His bride, the church? The book of Revelation in chapter 7 gives us a picture. The picture is Jesus at the right hand of God, the throne of in heaven. And the nations from all around the world, people from every ethnic group worshiping together in the presence of God. The work of the church will be finished when people from every tribe and nation have come into the kingdom of God.
教会的审判结束的时候，就是标出的是所有各族各方各民都来敬拜神。
So here's the second key question I want to ask you.
所以现在第二个我要问大家的问题。
Can you bring up the second question? Slide number 8.
Okay.
Am I willing to faithfully go wherever the Spirit of God is willing to lead me?
我愿不愿意去任何一个圣灵所要指示我去的地方。
First,
第一个问题
is to be dependent on Jesus.
第一个问题就是说要依靠耶稣。
Deeper life.
更深入的生命。
A readiness to do what he has for us.
做好准备来做他要做的事情。
Second is the assignment.
第二个就是功课。
Jesus, where do you want to lead me to go?
耶稣啊，你要把我带到什么地方？
Among whom, with the work of your Spirit alive in me, can I be a witness?
在哪些人群当中，你想让我成为你的见证？
And so I want you to ponder those two questions.
我希望大家好好思考这两个问题。
To be one in deeper life that is on mission. To be a person who is into a deeper life that is on mission.
成为一个做好宣教准备的一个具有更深化生命的一个人。
Is to fall in line with Jesus' teaching to live out the great commandment and the great commission.
就是要我们要活出耶稣所教导的大使命和大诫命。
This is not extraordinary.
这个并没有什么难的。
This is the regular norm of the person who actually truly loves God.
这是一个爱神的人非常正常的一个生命的表现。
This is what it means to be Christ-centered.
这就是以基督为中心的一种生命。
Spirit empowered.
被圣灵所赋予能力的。
And mission focused.
聚集在以宣教为焦点的。
This is the response to the prayer we stood up and prayed together.
这是刚才我们站起来一起祷告的内容。
So ask again in conclusion of this message.
所以我要再问大家一遍，然后结束这个。
These two questions.
这两个问题。
Next slide shows them both.
这两个问题在一起。下一张。Okay, here it is.
In Chinese, why don't you ask
okay.
them both again?
Yeah. 我愿不愿意为所有事情而死？为的是能够被圣灵充满。第二个就是，我愿不愿意，去神所让我去的任何一个地方。
And so I want to conclude with a prayer.
我想以祷告来结束今天的讲道。
And I'm going to ask these two questions of you when I pray.
我在我祷告的时候，我还会问大家两个问题。
This prayer is not for me.
这个祷告不是为我做的。
I'm praying the prayer on behalf of all of us in the presence of Jesus.
我是代表所有人在上帝面前跟大家祷告，在耶稣面前。
When I say it's not for me, I mean it's not to make me feel happy because I brought a message.
我说不是有祷告，是因为我不想让这个祷告会让我你们反应会让我觉得高兴。
The two questions are actually also for me.
但是这两个问题呢，其实也是在为我。
And I'm already standing, as you see.
因为我已经站着。
And I'm standing because I have already said yes to both of these questions.
我站在这是因为我已经说yes. 对这两个问题答案，我说的都是是。
But as I pray, I want you to consider: Is God speaking to your heart?
但是我祷告的时候，我想问大家，是不是这两个问题是神在问你？
The preacher cannot speak into your heart.
我不能对你的心灵来说话。
If you are hearing something in your heart, it's the voice of the Holy Spirit.
如果你听到的声音是来自圣灵的话。
And so Jesus, we bow in your presence.
我们在耶稣面前来屈膝祷告。
And Jesus, we are being invited from your word today.
我们今天被你的话语带到你面前。
Even as Saul on the Damascus came into the presence of Jesus and he asked the question, Who are you, Lord? And his question was really saying, Jesus, show yourself to me. I want to die to you so that I can see Jesus in all his glory. I want to die to you so that I can be filled with the Spirit of God. And so if this is the cry of your heart this morning, I'm inviting you to stand up. I'm asking you to stand in Jesus' presence. Thank you. We have a couple who are standing. Again, this is not the pastor trying to urge you. This is if the Spirit of God is speaking to you, then stand in His presence and say, Oh, Jesus, I want to say yes to you. And by standing in His presence, you are also saying, I want to be filled with His Spirit. And then the second question. By standing, I'm inviting you to say, In the strength of the Spirit, I am willing to go and be a witness, Jesus, to whoever you want me to be a witness to. The Spirit of God is prompting you to say yes to be a reflector of Jesus even during
COVID-19.
By standing, you're saying, I am going to step into the peace of God and be a witness of that rather than a panicked person. Thank you to each one who is standing. I'm going to invite everyone now to stand together. And Jesus says, We have listened to your word today. And many have stood because you have spoken to their hearts. Acts 1:8 is just one verse in all of Scripture, but it is so clear and powerful. Jesus said, Those who seek the Spirit of God will be filled with the Spirit of God. And Jesus further said, Those who are filled with the Spirit of God will be His testimony and His witness. And so Jesus, I pray for every single person here today. Some have not stood, and that means they're not yet ready to make this decision. But Father, I'm praying that you will continue to speak to those hearts. And Father, many have stood to say, Yes, Jesus, I want to walk with you in power and in spirit. And those who have stood, you've stood in God's presence to say, Fill me afresh, O Spirit of God. Even as Paul says in Galatians, pray to be filled with the Spirit. And so I ask you, Jesus, fill each one in a fresh way. Oh, Spirit of God, pour yourself upon the people of Oakville Grace Alliance Church. And in standing in your presence, we are saying, Oh, and Jesus, use us to be a testimony, a witness to those who have not yet embraced Jesus.
让这些像我身边的这些未得之民来传福音。
And Jesus, the joy is in knowing we cannot do it, but you can and will do it through us.
耶稣，我们知道我们不能做，我们做不了这些事，但是你可以透过我们来做。
This is the promise that you gave us.
这是你给我们的应许。
Thank you, Spirit of God, and may we bear the fruit of your Spirit.
谢谢神，你的圣灵，让我们一同来为结出圣灵的果子。
And all God's people say, Amen.
谢谢，阿门。
Thank you. You may be seated.